Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a particular skin health issue, we've been talking about the skin now for a long time, actually. Probably for three or four months we've been talking about the skin on The Bright Side. I've been studying skin since 1982. And one of the most impressive things about our understanding of the skin in the year 2022 is 40 years ago, we didn't know anywhere near what we know today about how to have beautiful skin. It was kind of the stone age of skincare. And until the turn of the 20th century, really, skincare was stuck in the late 19th century, the modern skincare business was born. So if you have skincare questions, if you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, even if you have a success story, you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our second segment, and we will talk to Ellie Freeman at the bottom of the hour about skin health and gut health and the skin. Digestive health and the skin, which is a subject that's near and dear to my heart. We'll also talk a little bit about cancer. Ellie has been healing her dog, actually, by using rectal ozone from osteosarcoma. Her dog has outlived her vet's prognosis by 3 years, which is pretty interesting. Ozone is well known as being an anti-cancer substance. Oxygen in general helps with cancer. If anybody's dealing with cancer, or really anybody who's dealing with any kind of health challenge, degenerative health challenge, or anybody who just wants to feel good, should know about hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT as it's called. I always recommend hyperbaric oxygen therapy for folks who are worried about cancer, and also for older folks who are frail. You see people, see athletes on the sidelines in football games sometimes breathing in high pressure oxygen, and if something's good for an athlete, it's probably going to be good for us too. Us just living our life is an athletic event. Just getting your butt out of bed in the morning is an athletic event. So if an athlete is doing something, that's something to pay attention to. Anyway, Ellie Freeman at the bottom of the hour will get your calls this segment, this next segment. 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you're interested in checking out the Youngevity products, or even better, if you want to start a home-based business, call 866-735-2470. That's the phone number for the Brightside Ben team. You can also head to our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase all your favorite Youngevity products right off the website, and you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. If you're the type of person that likes to change people's lives, that likes to help improve people's lives, if you find yourself giving people advice about health, now's a golden opportunity to monetize that. And with the, today's economy and with how things are headed, this is a golden opportunity, really, to start a home-based business. It's always a good idea to start a home-based business and become financially independent, but there's no better time than today. And if that sounds intriguing to you, call 866-735-2470. Tell them you want to be part of the Brightside Ben team. I can personally help you build your business. And longevity, by the way, is a lot more than just nutritional supplements. It's also personal development. Literally every day there's either a call or a phone call or a Zoom call or some kind of webinar or training for helping people understand how to improve their lives on all ways, not just for your customers, but also for distributors as well. It's just a great family, kind of a great way to associate yourself with like-minded people, people who want to succeed, people who want to make a difference in the world, and people who are resourceful and want to be independent. If that sounds intriguing to you, call 866-735-2470. Tell me you want to be part of the Brightside Ben team, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay. Our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. We'll talk to Ellie Freeman at the bottom of the hour about gut health and skin health, and also a little bit about cancer and ozone therapy, and that'll be at the bottom of the hour. Want to continue talking about fats and the skin? The fatty part of the body, or fatty chemistry, is distinct from water-soluble chemistry. Fatty chemistry is sticky. Water-soluble chemistry is not sticky. It's watery. And that gives the fatty nutrients a little bit different quality than the watery nutrients. Typically, people are not going to be deficient in fatty nutrients. That's not to say that you can't improve your health, and sometimes dramatically, by using things like vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin D, vitamin K, fatty minerals like zinc and selenium, all of which play very interesting roles in the skin, especially the famous vitamin A molecule, which goes by the name retinol, as well as retinoic acid. The kind of mild form of vitamin A is called retinyl palmitate. And that, you're not going to get too many benefits from retinyl palmitate, although if you look it up online, it'll tell you, oh, retinyl palmitate will exfoliate your skin and soften your skin. I haven't really found too many benefits with retinyl palmitate, unless you're lucky enough to find a formulator who understands to use high concentrations of retinyl palmitate. When I'm formulating with retinyl palmitate, like lip products, for example, or diaper rash formulas, for example, I use very high, relatively high concentrations of retinyl palmitate. You're not going to find them in most products. You have to have a pharmacist make you a 5% or even up to a 10% retinyl palmitate product. And I found that you can get some pretty good healing results with that kind of concentration. I make a diaper rash formula in my pharmacy that's got almost 7% retinyl palmitate. Now, keep in mind, you're typically that's ingredient that's found in formulations at 1% or 0.5%. It's all about the concentrations. That's one thing I discovered when I started formulating products in my compounding pharmacy. It's all about the concentrations. That's kind of a hidden secret in the world of formulating. Most people, if they see an ingredient on an ingredient deck or on the front of the bottle or advertised, they'll just assume that ingredient is functional, not understanding that's the amount of the ingredient that makes all the difference. In the skincare formulating world, we have a concept we call window dressing. And that's where you put a speck of hyaluronic acid, or a speck of vitamin C, or a speck of retinol, or a speck of peptide, or a speck of the latest and greatest fad ingredient in your product, and then you go and tout the ingredient. Well, a speck isn't going to help you. You got to have a high enough concentration to make a difference. In pharmacy, we say the dose makes the medicine. That's why I formulated 5% retinol. Everybody else formulates a 0.05% retinol, or maybe a 0.1% retinol. That's why I formulate with almost 80% fat-soluble vitamin C. Everybody else uses 1%, 2%, 5%. I got almost 80%. I'm a pharmacist. In pharmacy, we say the dose makes the medicine. You've got to have a high enough dose to really make a difference. And when you have high concentrations like that, that means you don't have to use a lot of product, which is also a good idea, because you don't want to be putting a lot of product in your skin. There are also antioxidants that live in the realm of the fats, live in the lipid realm. I hope it's okay if I say lipid. Lipid means fat. Lipid's the chemistry word for fat, and there's antioxidants that live in the lipid realm. One of my favorite antioxidants, I'm sure you've heard of this one, is called lycopene. Lycopene is a red antioxidant. In fact, lycopene has got some similarities to the famous retinol molecule. Both lycopene and retinol are classified as carotenoids. Actually, it's not exactly retinol, it's a carotenoid, but a precursor to retinol, beta-carotene, is one of the most famous carotenoids of all. Talk about that when we come back from our break. Ellie Freeman at the bottom of the hour, and your phone calls as well, 844-236-6010. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. Ellie Freeman at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about gut health and the skin. and perhaps we'll definitely get to talking about her remedy, I guess you'd say, for osteosarcoma, which is a type of cancer her dog has been suffering with. I don't think remedy is the right word, but how she's treating her dog and extending his life, we'll say that. That'll be at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls here momentarily. I just want to finish up talking about lycopene. In fact, I'm not going to finish up talking about it because there's so much to say. We'll probably talk about it tomorrow on the Bright Side, tomorrow evening. Lycopene is very similar to beta-carotene. Beta-carotene itself is split up into two parts. One part split up into two parts, two halves, if you will. And each half is a type of vitamin A. That's why you'll hear people saying, I don't use vitamin A, I take beta-carotene. Vegetarians will sometimes say that because vitamin A is only found in animal foods. So a lot of vegetarians feel like, well, they can use beta-carotene, which is a plant version of vitamin A. Unfortunately, not everybody can make that conversion, can convert the beta-carotene molecule into vitamin A. So it's not like the best way to get vitamin A. But if you're a vegetarian, I guess it'll do. Another example of a carotenoid, and there's hundreds of these carotenoids, is lycopene. Lycopene is, like other carotenoids, kind of reddish, orangish. Tomatoes also have lycopene. Lycopene is a watermelon also. Lycopene's, wherever you see red, that's pretty much going to be lycopene. Lycopene is a very, very powerful antioxidant, and it's stored in the skin. Lycopene is actually secreted in your skin oils, along with other antioxidants. And people don't like to have oily skin, but as it turns out, oily skin is, skin oil is one of the ways the skin protects itself, not just from desiccation or dryness, but also from the environment. We don't like our skin to be oily, but we gotta say, the sebum, which is the technical name for skin oil, is very functional, and a lot of protective molecules are secreted in your sebum, including lycopene. Now, you can ingest lycopene, of course, and that's where most people know about lycopene. Guess what the best source of lycopene is? It's actually a processed food. Tomato paste. Tomato paste is probably the best source of lycopene because the lycopene is concentrated in the tomato paste. Tomatoes are a source of lycopene, but the water dilutes the lycopene. In tomato paste, they take the water out, and the lycopene is concentrated. Tomatoes, in general, are going to be your best source of lycopene. Guavas contain some lycopene. I said earlier, watermelons contain lycopene. Pink grapefruit, the pink in the grapefruit is lycopene. Mangoes will contain a little bit of lycopene. And believe it or not, there's actually some lycopene in asparagus as well. Also, those red bell peppers, which I absolutely love. I like them much better than the green bell peppers. The red will get you some lycopene in addition to probably some other carotenoids like astaxanthin as well. And all the carotenoids are going to be beneficial for the heart, beneficial for the bone, beneficial for the skin, especially for the skin. In the case of lycopene, it's unbelievably valuable for guys who are dealing with prostate health problems. All right, Ellie Freeman coming up at the bottom of the hour. Time to hit the phones. Let's see what Cassie in Minnesota has to say. What's up, Cassie?
Hi, Ben. I have an esthetician friend who is telling me that I should be washing my face every day, and I don't. And I'm wondering, do we need to wash our face every day?
Do you work in a coal mine?
No.
Are you a farmer with all kinds of dirt all over your face?
I'm gardening right now, but no.
No. I'm just kind of teasing. You know, you want to keep your skin clean, but that should be the determining factor on whether you wash your face or not. Does it need to be cleaned? Right? Do you wash your clothes if they don't need to be cleaned?
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and really, soap and cleansing are the harshest thing we do to the skin on a regular basis. The harshest process, you know, there's all these processes for the skin, exfoliation and moisturization and treatments, etc. Pretty much the harshest process is going to be cleansing, and I'll tell you why. There's very little difference between the dirt and the skin barrier. Let me tell you what I mean by that. The dirt partitions, we say it partitions, it means it lives in the oily part of your skin. And the skin barrier depends on oils for its integrity. And when you wash your face, the soap doesn't know the difference between the dirt, the oil that the dirt lives in, and the oil that's a part of the skin barrier. Are you with me? So
yes.
Disruption of the skin barrier is very likely to occur when you wash your face to the extent that you're, the amount that you're washing your face, the amount that you're lathering,
and the amount of detergent, we say surfactant in the business, but you think of detergent, that's in the soap. If you're going to wash your face, make sure you're washing your face with something that has a very mild surfactant, very mild detergent, and also something that's very lipid rich, but not just lipid or fats like mineral oil fats or vegetable oil fats, but something that has a that's similar to skin lipids. I like something called oleosomes, which I use in my hyaluronic honey cleanser. I don't know if you got a chance to use my hyaluronic honey cleanser or my peppermint and salicylic cleanser, both of which are very lipid rich, and I use a mild surfactant. So answer your question is you do not want to wash your face if you don't need to wash your face. And that's pretty much should be the determining factor of whether or not you wash your face. If you do have makeup or something you want to get off of your face, you know what you can use?
Yeah.
You can use coconut oil. And in fact, you
really?
Can blend. Yeah, you can use that might be a little heavy for you, for some folks anyway. So you can blend coconut oil with aloe. And you can stir it up, melt the coconut oil a little bit so it's liquidy. It doesn't take much melting because it melts really quickly. And then put a little aloe or do 50-50 or come up with your own blend. Stir them up. They'll separate out, so you got to kind of shake them or stir them together. And then the coconut oil will harden over time. But you can always remelt it, stick it in the microwave, or put it in a double boiler kind of thing. And then use that as a face wash, or put some on a cotton ball and kind of rub the dirt off your face with it. Now, some people don't like to feel coconut oil. If that's the case, you can use straight old plain aloe vera, which contains hydroxy acids, which have a cleansing effect, or you can use glycolic acid, or you can use apple cider vinegar, or you can even use red wine, which contains an alpha hydroxy acid called malic acid, as well as another one called tartaric acid, both of which have an ability to dissolve dirt without being too aggressive on your natural skin oils. And they'll also have exfoliating effects and anti-aging effects. So those are all a bunch of strategies. Personally, I would definitely stay away from soap, which is alkaline. Okay. Skin doesn't like alkaline. So make sure whatever you're using has a little bit of acidity to it, and that's another reason why using things like apple cider vinegar or glycolic acid or even lemon juice or orange juice or any of these things that contain the marvelous, miraculous, stupendously valuable alpha hydroxy acid molecule. I don't know if you've heard of that, Cassie.
Yeah.
If you have an esthetician, you probably have heard of alpha hydroxy acids. I remember when they first came out, man, they revolutionized skincare. You sound kind of young, so I don't know if you remember the pre-alpha hydroxy acid days, but before alpha hydroxy acids came out, there wasn't much people could do for their skin. That's what I was saying earlier in the program, how in the early 1980s, we didn't really have a lot of tools at our disposal, and it wasn't until the 1990s or the late 1980s that we really started to get into some what they call cosmeceutical types of ingredients that would have a cosmetic effect that was almost like a pharmaceutical effect. And alpha hydroxy acids really revolutionized skincare when they came out as being a very available, easy to obtain cosmeceutical. Hope that helps, Cassie. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day or a beautiful evening. We've got Ellie Freeman coming up next. We're going to talk gut health and skin health, and we'll also talk a little bit about osteosarcoma. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Sri Lanka's prime minister is stepping down after thousands expressed their displeasure of a worsening economic crisis in the country. They stormed the president's residence and office, though it was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is currently seeking a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticized what he called China's alignment with Russia after talking to his Chinese counterpart.
What you hear from Beijing is that it claims to be neutral. I would start with the proposition that it's pretty hard to be neutral when it comes to this aggression.
Blinken's overseas for a G20 summit that ended Friday, Western diplomats condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov walked out of summit sessions twice, accusing the West of rabid Russophobia. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Empire State wants to dig deeper before officials allow you to own a gun.
People in New York State seeking to carry concealed handguns will be required to hand over a list of their social media accounts for review of their, quote, character and conduct. The approach comes as missed warning signs pile up in investigations of mass killings. The new requirement, which takes effect in September, will also require applicants to undergo hours of safety training, prove they're proficient at shooting, provide 4 character references, and sit for in-person interviews. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey has signed off on a law that restricts how the public can record police officers. The law makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly record officers within 8 feet or closer without the officer's permission. The measure was opposed by civil rights and media groups. David Lloyd with the First Amendment Center spoke to News Nation.
That is a content-based restriction on speech. It specifically targets video recording of law enforcement activity. It does not say you may not approach within 8 feet for any purpose. It says you may not approach within 8 feet for the purpose of making a video record of what police are doing.
The law goes into effect in September. Look for USA Radio wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, Saturdays and Sundays, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box. You can review various subjects. We've got 12 years of archived information, lots of great health information, all free, of course. And also the longevity products are up at brightsideben.com, as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our news stories and blog posts, which you'll find up at criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are posted, and a Join the Team link that you can click on. If you want to start a home-based business for a one-time fee, you can be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field and help change the world with the power of good nutrition. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more info, 866-735-2470. Also want to remind you to take a peek at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments with an S.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients. You're not going to find that anywhere, folks. 100% active and functional, meaning every molecule counts. Everything in a Truth Transdermal, anything in a Truth Treatment product, including our Truth Transdermal Serum and Balm, are there for you and your skin, especially the vitamin C, almost 80% fat-soluble vitamin C in our Truth Transdermal C Serum, almost 70% in our Truth Transdermal C Balm. You can find all our Truth Skin Health products up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments with an S.com. All right, I am psyched to talk to our guest today, my friend Ellie Freeman. She is a nutritionist that specializes in the skin, and we're going to talk about gut health and skin health, and even talk a little bit about osteosarcoma. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Ellie Freeman. Hey, Ellie. Oh, let me get Ellie up before I welcome her to the Bright Side.
No, Ellie. Longer Ellie Kempton.
Oh,
hi.
I'm sorry, Ellie Kempton. I apologize.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. You knew me. When I was Ellie Freeman.
Yes.
I was just a little, grasshopper.
I know. You were a little grasshopper. That's right. Were you a teenager when I met you? Were you a teenager?
I was.
You were.
I was, yes.
Oh, my God.
I was really in love with the work you did, and I, of course, hounded you to grab coffee with me and geek out on biochemistry. And,
And you took it seriously.
You took it seriously.
You're getting your PhD in biochemistry now.
Neurochemistry,
but it's kind of bio. It's bio-neurochemistry.
Yeah,
right?
Very, 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 yes.
Yes, uh-huh. yes. And I would love to talk about that, the GABAergic system, because GABA is one of my favorites. But there's so much to talk about here, Ellie. And I want to talk about gut health and skin health. As you know, that's one of my favorite subjects. But the osteosarcoma, the bone cancer thing, that one really got my attention. So I want to hear a little bit. Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, but not too much because we got a lot to talk about. So just real briefly.
We do. Okay. I'll give a 5-second
spiel. Yeah, 10 seconds.
Okay, 10. I am really a kind of a geeky biochemist going into the world of nutrition, really trying to disrupt the sterility of it. I am so disenchanted with the way nutrition is typically taught. It's very modular and very fact-driven, when really I think the way that nutrition is designed to change the way people eat is when it's told as a story, and you're entering into the source-driven truth around how the body works. And so I made it a mission after getting my degree in biochemistry to really teach nutrition in a very immersive way, and I am dedicated to curating wellness in a very holistic sense. And so after getting my degree in biochemistry, I went out to a school for natural medicine called Bastyr University in Seattle.
Yes,
and that's where I got my master's in integrative and functional dietetics. So I kind of decided, you know what, let me go into the industry that I think does the worst job of teaching nutrition, which is dietetics, and I want to change how it's done. So I'm maybe a little bit of a narwhal or a rebel, whatever it is, I'm happy to be that, because I really do want to change
your rogue.
The script. And
your rogue dietitian.
I'm on rogue.
Are you officially a dietitian? Officially. I know I'd be embarrassed to say I was a dietitian, so I know exactly what you're talking about. But are you officially a dietitian?
I am. I still still have my credential as a dietitian. And you know what? I think, and you maybe feel the same way in pharmacy, of just around, there's so many different ways that you could really take advantage of and maybe just elongate the horrible reputation. But I'm really excited about this being, whether it's dietetics or just nutrition in general, about really opening up a megaphone and teaching how wellness hinges around kind of more comprehensive approaches.
Okay, I love that.
Now,
I was going to say something about the memes. You said facts. I consider them memes, and they're memes that are promoted by industry very often, or they're just old and they haven't changed. A lot of the ideas haven't changed.
Oh my gosh, they're prehistoric.
They're prehistoric.
At this point, dinosaur research.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, are we
Civil teaching research from the 60s?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So we have so much more to share. So
you got to eat lots of grains. You have to eat lots of grains if you're a diabetic. I love
tons.
That.
And lots hopefully of they're paired with sugar.
Yes, that of course. Because it's one of the four food groups, sugar. All right, listen, we can go on all day. I definitely want to get to gut health and skin health, but talk about osteosarcoma and your dog and ozone.
Okay, so I'm going to preface all of this by saying I am not a vet.
Okay.
However, when my three-year-old dog, my gorgeous Rhodesian Ridgeback, was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, I made it my mission to understand how to disrupt that pathway of just cellular communication and really try to create a scenario where her body could heal itself. And so I really went deep, very deep. I can say that for an entire year I was digging deep into the human research behind how to support the body's immune system. And what kept coming to the top of my list was ozone therapy. And when you look at ozone therapy, it's just fundamentally about providing the body with more oxygen to use and to help heal the tissues. And when you let tissue absorb and use oxygen more efficiently, it heals itself. And mm-hmm. what you're also doing is you're kind of down-regulating some of the inflammatory pathways in the body and activating NRF2. There's just so many incredible benefits to supporting the body's oxygenation. So what I started doing is creating ozone. I now create it in my basement.
How do you make it?
I get medical grade oxygen, an oxygen tank. I just pick them up from this medical center, a big oxygen tank.
Oh, because you love your dog so much. You must really love your dog.
Oh, yes. I do. She's my babe.
Okay.
But I'm also selfishly kind of looking at this for myself. I mean, there's so much cool stuff that I started to implement with her that I practiced myself. I mean, we have her on mushrooms and different turkey tail, maitake, a little bit of reishi. It's and keto diet, which is there's
how
a lot
you,
of
too quick. Are you? She's on the keto diet. Your dog?
She is. For ke-
okay,
yeah,
that's
for,
awesome.
And again,
awesome
we're following
stuff.
The. The research behind humans on that for cancer.
All right, we come back. We got to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to know how you're doing it, and then I want to jump right into gut health and skin health. Okay, Ellie?
Cool. Okay.
All right, Ellie Kempton is with us. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We shall return right after this.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We're talking to Kelly Kempton, dietitian and biochemist, I guess we could say. Ellie, you there? We have Ellie?
I'm right here.
Hey, Ellie.
Yeah.
All right, so real quick, how are you using this ozone on your dog? And then what kind of results are you getting?
Well, she has outlived her prognosis by 2 years now, which is so fun to say. But I just create the ozone 3 times a week. And basically an ozone generator is very simple. It just applies an electric charge to air, and it splits apart oxygen that's in the air, and it attaches it to that oxygen that I have in the tank so that you create O3, ozone. So I actually I fill up a syringe of ozone. And you don't want to be breathing ozone. It's kind of reactive. You want to, you can either, you know, bubble it through olive oil, or you can do a rectal insufflation. And so we do rectal insufflations because they're really simple and easy. It takes me 5 minutes. And so I administer 2 big syringes full of ozone to her 3 times a week. And what we've noticed, this is the really cool thing, and this actually applies really well to gut health, is we see her inflammatory markers when we're really consistent plummet. So
wow.
An inflammatory marker that you look at in blood work is C-reactive protein,
right.
CRP. And that's usually, you know, you see a lot of that inflammation coming from the gut. We're putting this ozone in her gut. And her CRP when she was first diagnosed with cancer was sky high, and it's now negligible. It's below
that's
zero
awesome.
Or below one. So
that's awesome. I think it's like you're saying, all inflammatory markers, not just for cancer, but certainly for cancer, but for skin issues, for digestive issues, as you said, for arthritis, for any neurodegenerative conditions. I think you're onto something there, Ellie. That's kind of brilliant. You should be writing about it, or at least you know you have a paper.
I am. I'm kind of keeping a very detailed journal.
Good for you.
What I'm seeing and what's transpiring, because really I think when you are talking about something like cancer, it's so tempting to do more.
Yeah.
When really
yeah.
the body
it's
responds
true.
To less of more targeted things. I mean, going your skin care line,
same
less,
life.
More targeted.
Do you love that? Do you love that about the concept of skin, how less but more targeted, like concentrated?
I'm obsessed.
Isn't that amazing?
Because
You're the only one, though.
Clear the lines of communication.
Yeah, but I mean, you're a healthcare professional, and you're a modern healthcare professional, not an old school. Mm-hmm. You're like a cutting edge healthcare professional, and you get that idea. I love that. Most people don't understand less is more. You want to be targeted, and you want to concentrate it, and you don't want a lot of it.
Well, yeah, it's like immersing yourself into something healing instead of dipping your toe into 10 different wells.
Yeah.
I'd rather immerse myself into a pool.
Saturate. So saturate.
Saturate, like, yes. Fully saturate in information your body understands. So
yes, information. Know. That's the right word, by the way. It's because these molecules are information. Are you familiar with this concept of information medicine?
I'm not.
Yeah, it's really an interesting concept. I don't want to digress too much because we've got so much to talk about. But it's now being recognized that nutrition and even drugs work via changing the information, the signaling that the way cells communicate to each other. So the molecules themselves are information molecules, and they change the information that's transmitted via signaling. It's a very fascinating subject. But that's how all my products, that's why my formulas work. But I want to talk about the skin and gut health. And you and your practice, do people actually come to you, they'll come to you with like psoriasis or some weird rash or aging skin or something like that, and then you work on them from a digestive system perspective?
Well, that's exactly where I start. So typically my clients have done everything topical and everything resourceful, really. I mean, my clients are smart cookies, and they've done their homework on every which way to treat topically, and they're very shocked. Actually, when the very first thing I say is, no, we're going to run a stool panel. We're going to work exclusively on your gut and tone it down on all the lotions, potions, creams, and elixirs that you're, dousing your skin in. Hmm. And we're really going to calm down and nurture your immune system, because your skin is a mirror to your gut in so many different ways.
Yep.
And, and I think with gut health, it's very tempting to do the exact same thing as it is with skin health, is to do all the things. And really it comes down to how are you benefiting from the food you're eating, but how are you benefiting from what your microbiome gives back to you once you've eaten? So that's where we open up a conversation around just the healing properties of the gift your microbiome gives back. One of the gifts that I know you and I could geek out on for hours is butyrate, because of how healing it is to our skin, because of the healing impact it has on the gut. But really where I start with gut inflammation is I really start by diversifying the types of fibers that you're feeding your microbiome, because think of every fiber you eat is feeding a different family of bacteria, and you want the families of bacteria in your gut to be super duper fertile. You want them to you want them to eat the fiber and have tons of kids. And when they have tons of kids, they spit out this healing short chain fatty acid called butyrate. Yeah. And butyrate is like rocket fuel to the body.
Yeah.
And so.
But in a calming way too. And not just, it has.
Calming too.
Yeah. But it does it by energy. It gives the cells torque rather than speed. They have like more power. So they can do their work more effectively. And so it has a satiety benefit, mood enhancing benefit. It's incredible stuff. And that stuff you're talking about, the secretions, I forget how you said it, but the secretions come out of the bacteria. They're now calling them postbiotics. Have you heard that term?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, they're postbiotics.
It's funny, I have a beautiful infographic. So I'm a visual learner, and I am actually a graphic designer full-time on staff for my practice, because I want my clients to really see what's going on in their gut. And that postbiotic, I mean, probiotics get so much laud and praise right now, but in the gut, I'm not mixing them, because there is a time and a place to eat probiotics, but this postbiotic gift that your microbiome gives back is exactly what we're talking about when we say less but more of the right thing. You know, really targeting the healing properties of butyrate is like bathing in a healing pool of water that is comprehensive, because it's feeding your brain. And it is giving you, like you said, that energy that's not jittery. It's energy that's very sustainable and grounded.
Yeah.
And so I start there with that microbiome diversification. And that's really, that's kind of what started my journey, is I was a collegiate athlete and diagnosed with Crohn's, and I feel like every treatment that I was given obliterated my microbiome. It didn't nurture my microbiome.
Oh, the antibiotics and stuff? Oh, my God. Let me ask you this real quick, because we're running out of time. I heard you say, like, you give a blend of fibers, or did I hear that correctly? Like, you have different kinds of fiber. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, statistically, the microbiome needs 30 different plants a week, which sounds so overwhelming and very, maybe
not
unapproachable.
Doable. Yeah.
Yeah. To someone who's newer to this world of gut medicine and healing, so what I do is I break it down, and I give a plant chart, and I say, okay, every day, pick 5 plants from this chart. And then at the same time, I'm also feeding that my clients resistant starches. And what resistant starches are they are starches that are going to feed your microbiome for much longer periods of time.
They're like a fiber starch. They're like a cross between a fiber and a starch.
Yes, and resistant to digestion. So a really good example of a fiber starch that's resistant to digestion is inulin. Another is GOR. There's a whole laundry list of resistant starches, and I just start them on a rotation of putting these resistant starches in different drinks throughout the day, and really just basically making sure that their microbiome has food for 24 hours a day. And when that's happening, then remember, they're having lots of kids, and they're spitting back out this healing, calming nutrient. There's 5 short-chain fatty acids, but butyrate is the one that I focus a lot of attention on because most of us are missing some. And what I say is you might not notice it first in the gut. You'll start noticing that you're thinking more clearly, and you'll start noticing that you're not as reactive. Because think about it this way. When you're inflamed, you react emotionally because you're hot. You're
hypersensitive.
Yes. And
the nerves are hypersensitive. Everything's hypersensitive. Yeah.
Everything's on high, you know, 10-bell alarm alert.
I wonder if that's what's going on sociologically in our culture. Everybody's inflamed.
Oh.
Literally and metaphorically.
Absolutely. I mean, I just look at our reaction to some of the issues within the last few years, and I think, man, our poor gut health.
I bet it has a lot to do with gut health, collective gut health. Hey, we're out of time, Ellie. I wish we had more time. Would you mind holding on the line? We'll get you back on for sure.
Yes.
Do you want to hold on the line? I want to say goodbye to you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Ellie Kempton on The Bright Side, and that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back at you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome Saturday evening. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.